So you have a moment like when Joe Johnson hits that shot, and it's got to be the greatest feeling in the world because you probably feel like, hey, listen, this isn't too bad. And then you have a night like the other night where things go wrong for you guys at the end of the game. What's it like just dealing with the emotions of being a coach with these games where, you know, you can win in the last second, lose in the last second? How you been dealing with that?
Well, it's kind of comparable to being a player. You know, you can win some games at the buzzer, and then you can be on the other end. And that's just, you know, basketball at its best. And so we've been on one end of winning games at the buzzer, and then the other night losing the game at the end. So at the end of the season, 82 games, it kind of balances itself out. Hopefully we can be on the other end of winning more at the buzzer than losing.
Jason, man, you've had an unbelievable first year thus far in your first head coaching job. What have you found the difficult part of? Because you've given a team that, yeah, you had all this talent, but you had minute restrictions. You had guys that you had to give some time off. You had all these moving parts. And then you had 9 new players that in a short time with a week and a half of training camp to mold this group into a team that went into a winning basketball team. How difficult has that been with all the different things that a coach has to deal with, and then with all the injuries that you guys have suffered?
Well, I think at any level, coaching is always, you know, it's a challenge. It's fun. It's you learn a lot. As my first year with, like you said, all the moving parts, it's been fun. I've been lucky to have a great group of guys in that locker room, veteran group that, you know, as you can see of late, has been playing at a very high level.
We're talking with Jason Kidd, the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets. And, Jason, it's interesting about your team. You know, you've been bringing Darren Williams off the bench. How long is that going to last? And I mean, obviously he's going to be a starter at some point, but what kind of goes into the thinking about when to make that move?
Well, I think with him coming back from his injury, kind of we as coaches, we talked about it as if it was Paul Pierce and, you know, bringing Paul off the bench, getting him back a rhythm. And so here in the next couple of days, we have practice, and we'll talk about it and have him work with the first group and see how that goes.
Jason, you know this. I mean, you play in the league. You won a championship. You have to establish – good teams establish some type of identity, whether it's a fast-breaking team, a defensive team. With all the moving part, all the injuries, what's the identity that you would like to establish for this Brooklyn team going forward? So when you think about the Nets, the first thing come to mind is the Brooklyn Nets are this type of basketball team.
Well, I think you can see it with the new year, the defensive end. We're playing at a high level on the defensive end. Again, our foot speed might not be the fastest, but our team defense of guys helping one another is, again, at a high level. And that's kind of what we want our DNA and our identity to be, is a team that's going to play defense, hold their opponent to one tough shot. And then, again, right now we're not going to be a team that's going to fly up and down the court. We'll get the ball, and we're going to execute in our system and get the best shot possible.